Pastor, Pastor Andrew. Give him a clap.
Hey, give the creative team a huge round of applause. Do you know what? Give Bubby a round of applause. You may be seated. To the person next to you and say, I am warm and dry. So good to have you here this morning. Who's starting to get used to the cold? You're braving the cold now. I'm going to brag a little bit. Can I brag a little bit? I have to brag a little bit. I got to say, I'm upstairs right now. It's going to be a little bit loud. Superman's upstairs. And Elsa from Frozen. So I have to compete with Superman and Elsa. Lucky I'm down here, right? Lucky your kids are upstairs. So it's good. You know, Friday night, I go on to youth because I do. I stand in the background, really. The youth team does an amazing job. I got to brag. On Sunday night, we had this woman of God speak. Her name was Nards. And she was powerful. And do you know what? 4 years ago, she came to get some food out the back through community food care. And literally, she was quite blunt. She said, free food, drew her, nothing else. Now, there was no huge spiritual reason. No other miraculous thing that we were doing other than we were offering some free food. And she ran into people like Marie and Janine and the whole team. I think even back then, Raylene. Someone invited her to church. She came in here one service, gave her life to Christ. And 4 years later, she's upstairs and she serves miraculously on the team every week. Loves God and preached a word, a strong, shared a testimony. You want to hear this girl's, they are loud. You want to hear this girl's testimony is phenomenal. Just, a life of abuse and all sorts of things. Isn't that good? Come in the house of God. You come through. All that we're doing is amazing. Don't ever underestimate what we do midweek and how it affects people's lives. This week, everyone say this week. This week I went to James Cook High with Mona where we were teaching, it's a boys' school, young men, how to treat women and how not to get involved in domestic violence. And you know what? I was in there and these guys were just quiet as, and then they had a question and answer time, and these young men, year nine, some of their comments, some of the things that came out of it were amazing. You know, that's all part of what the church is called to do. We had a local member there and he's a good friend of ours, and he actually went to that school as a young man. So we took him in there and invited him to come along, and the papers were there, took photos and all that sort of stuff. But the headmaster was there. There's an impact there. And we've got an open door in every school in this area. So can I just tell you, I really do believe there is going to be something miraculous with our youth. But Bobby mentioned about 80% of our youth are not in church yet. They come on a Friday night. I'm believing for this camp to do something really special. And, you see, on Friday night, you see so many eyes filled with tears as these guys preach and talk to them. And these kids have got some crazy backgrounds. So get ready. And I need all you adults to help. Can you help? When they flood into the church, can you help us? We need people to disciple them like we did with Nards, even though she was a young woman, and led her all the way through till she is now a servant in the house of God and doing amazing things. I need you guys, the mature in faith, I guess, to step up and help out. And so would that be okay? Just think about it. There's a whole generation out there. I was in a course all yesterday, and it was a course on foster care and locked in a room all day on a Saturday, which is interesting. But, you know, they're going through all this and they're telling you stories about kids that have been put into this system. And they had a list of amazing things that you can do to help a person. But there was missing in that list was the spiritual side. And I couldn't help but feel when I was sitting there, I was just thinking, It's a lot of expectation on another human being to help that person heal. You know what I mean? Like, for what that person, that sense of belonging, that sense of just knowing who they are, it's a lot of expectation to put on another human being or another family. And that's all the government can put out there. That's all they can do. And they're doing a great job. Honestly, there's people that's tipping there and look after these kids. But there was nowhere there that it talk about the spiritual side and how if these kids could get to know Christ, what could happen. And how Christ will never leave them. They might go from family to family to family to family through circumstances. But whenever they do that, they can walk through knowing that they have their identity in Christ. Amen? There's so much that God can do in people's lives. On this morning, I'm going to talk on healing, health and healing. Because I know what? Maybe you don't need it right now, but maybe you do know someone who does. Amen? Maybe you're as fit as. You're just in the prime. You're just feeling good. You haven't even got a flu. You're just running hot. But maybe there's people around you that aren't, and we've already heard some testimonies. And I just want to bring some wisdom to it, because I tell you what, I think sometimes there's the church, there's a whole bunch that might just run in with all sorts of craziness, and then there's a whole bunch that just leave it reserved and don't touch it and just are too afraid to get involved. Exodus 15, verse 26. And he said, if you will carefully listen to the voice of Jehovah your God and will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to the commandments and keep all his laws, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Jehovah who heals you. God wants an unwavering faith in him. That's what he wants. He wants you to have a baseline in your life where your faith is stronger and your belief in God is stronger than any experience. Amen? I believe one of the worst things we can do is somehow allow an experience in our life to supersede our faith. Amen? Or our trust in God. And you know what? There might be a season that actually that does happen. I've seen people where that's a season. Something comes against them and they kind of get pushed back a little bit and then they bring back with their faith. But the fact is, God wants us to have an unwavering faith in him. Can I go on and just say there is no correlation in the Word of God? Let me just clarify this, between sin and you having some illness or sickness. The only practical reason that they can have an illness, it's not like God just, because of your sinning, God heaps a whole bunch of diseases on you, okay? It doesn't happen like that. You can have, if you decide to smoke all your life, you can have the consequence of that, all right? Are you with me? I mean, that's just practical, you know? God's not going to protect you from your stupidity. He'll do his best. But the fact is, if you just want to do that all your life and put that in your lungs, well, you know, and if you want to eat large amounts of sugar and fat all your life, you know, I'm talking about wisdom here, right? You know, God will do his best, but he can't protect you from your own stupidity, all right? So you've got to work with that. You've got to be allowed to work with that area of your life. But sometimes when something tragic or something happens to someone, everyone starts scanning. There must be sin in their life. They must have done something horrific to allow that to happen. Can I tell you that the Word of God does not have a correlation to that? There's not a connection to that. Are you with me? By the grace of God, you don't have, he doesn't throw out sickness on you because you've been a bad Christian. Let me tell you about the robbers of healing. The first one is the enemy. Let's not underestimate the fact that there is the enemy. John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, destroy. I've come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. The first thing you need to understand about when it comes to healing is sickness doesn't come from God, it comes from the enemy. All right? He's not going to put things on you as some sort of caution on your life. That comes from the enemy. Number two, people can be robbed of healing. See, we're living in a world where there's, outside of medical science, there's no hope. Correct? If the medical science can't fix it in the natural, that's where the world stops. And they go, okay, we'll wait for a cure. We put money towards research. That's just the world. It sits at that place and they're just believing. And it's a good thing that we're out. If you're giving to a cancer research and all those things, that's fantastic. There's nothing wrong with that. We need to be progressing as a world. We need to be overcoming things. But the spiritual side is what we need to get a hold of in our lives. There's some hope out there that is just a false hope. We need to realize as believers that we can have a Christian hope. Are you with me? You need to have a hope in your spirit that is beyond the natural. We're under a new covenant with all the promises of life, blessing, destiny, ruling, reigning in life, prosperity, healing. That's the covenant we're under as believers. That's where we need to allow our hope to come from. So if someone, you meet up with someone who doesn't agree with that and they're a believer and they just go, oh no, then you've got to pull yourself back and go, you know what? No, I understand right now I'm facing something, but I do have a hope and my hope is in Christ. I haven't received the healing, but I have a hope and that's what I'm holding on to. Don't let anyone take that away from you. Hold on to it, clutch hold it. And if they try and take it, wrestle it from you, just go, you know what, I'm going to tell you, step back. Because I'm holding on to a hope right now. It's an anchor in my soul. It's from Christ. It's from what he's done. I'm not going to tell you that I'm walking in my healing now, even though I'm limping. You know, I'm not going to be right out there with that. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've got a hope and I've got an expectancy. And I don't want your words and I don't want your talk to take that from me. I want to stay in that. All right? Number three, disappointment, discouragement, or doubt. James chapter 1, verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith, doubting nothing, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. For do not let that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. So you've got to have this ability to hold on to God. You will come up against discouragement. You will come up against doubt. That's the way it is. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be encouraged. That's why we have a church family, right? Someone's sick here, the Word of God says that the elders should turn up with some oil and pray for them. Why? Because sometimes you feel discouraged when you're sick. And you actually, you can't just bounce up and just feel all good. That's why you allow the church family to get around you and pray for you and prayer meetings and just believe for you. And add to your faith, amen? I mean, when you're kind of sick in bed with the flu, you're not the best person to have all the faith, right? You're just feeling, you know, you're feeling under the weather. That's where the church family, that's where your loved ones get around and with their faith, they prop up what you are believing for, amen? How to maintain a trust in God. I want to talk about this. We have to have absolute trust in an absolute God. This is the biggest key I want to give you about healing. The greatest thing we can do when we're facing anything or we're facing something with a friend is we have to make sure that we have an absolute trust and an absolute God and don't let that waver. Exodus 3:14, God said to Moses, I am that I am. Here's the practical side. When you're in a situation, and I'm talking about emotional healing here, I'm talking about any sort of healing, all right? There's all different types. When you're in a situation, what I've personally seen Christians do is allow their trust and their faith to drift away from God and into the result. Are you with me? Sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes it's instant. And so they attach their faith in God and They attach their faith in their healing to the result and not to God. Are you with me? Let me clarify that, because when you're praying for something, if you're going and you're believing for a healing to be released in your life, and if your faith and your expectation is attached to the result, then you're gonna open yourself up to constant discouragement. Correct? Are you with me? If you come out here and I said, hey, come out here and let's believe for God to really hear you, and your result is the pastor has said it, I'm coming out and I'm just, it's all in the result, and you're praying for it and you're scanning your body for any feeling and you don't feel anything, and you be there for an hour, and then you walk away and you think, wow, that didn't work. I didn't feel anything. Nothing happened. Nothing changed. Sit back in your seat and someone says to you, how was that? Oh, you know. Did you get healed? No result today. Wasn't good. Do you know how you approach healing? You approach it based on who you know God is. Let me ask you a question. How many people in this room believe that God heals? Raise your hand. All right? Then you've got faith for healing. Amen? Let me just give you some practicals on this. Because if you come out to an altar call or someone's praying for you, stand in that and say, Christ, I know you heal. And I know you can. And what you don't do, but you give God his part. His part is he is absolute and he has all authority. How he does it and when he does it, that's up to him. Are you with me? You step over that realm. Look, I'll give you one clarification on that point. I've been in a meeting where there's something called a rhema word of God, which is a direct word God spoken into someone's spirit, and they've said, call that person out. It could have been Steve, for instance. Call Steve out, and it's spoken to some person, and if you call him out right now, bring him here, I'm going to heal him here and now. Okay, that's a rhema word from God, okay? And that's rare. Faith healers have it. You might have it. You might have it once when you pray for someone. You might have it twice when you pray for someone. For the rest of us, when you pray for someone, what you're doing is you're releasing what Christ has done. He's healed people. You're releasing. And how and when is up to God. That means you should come out to any altar call there is and don't walk away with doubt. Walk away, come with expectation. If it doesn't happen this time, just go, hey, it's all right. I know my God heals. And there was an opportunity at Bay City on this Sunday morning. Hey, I'm not sitting back. I'm going for it. And if someone says to you, you're sitting in a cafe, hey, I heard you're sick. Can I pray for you? Yeah, go for it. This could be the spot. I'm with it. I'm with you. Let's do it. I love the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and into bed we go. The story, there are three men, and they were put into the fiery furnace. And I love what they said. They said, basically, whether Christ comes or not, we know he can save us, we know he delivers us, but we don't care. If he doesn't, it doesn't matter. He's bigger than our circumstance. And the fact is, he did turn up. But they were resolved to the fact that they had a faith and a trust in God, and they weren't going to say, God, you know, they just stood in that fire, they went into it and said, this is what our God can do. And their confession was, it doesn't matter. If we burn up, well, then that was his will, and that's fine. And we'll just be with him. It's going to be amazing. But either way, we're stepping in with our faith because that's what we've got to do. We're not going to bow. They were saying bow and say that God isn't who he is. And they said, we're not going to do that. We're going to stand in this situation. We're going to go in there. And it just so happens that when they go in there, there was a fourth man and it was Jesus. Boom. And that'd be awesome. They looked in the fire and they go, hold on. Didn't we put three in? And they look at it and they go, no. There's four. Isn't that awesome? Can I say, when it comes to healing, don't allow doubt and discouragement to get you based on a result. I have honestly in my life, I've prayed for many people for healing. A bunch of them, I don't know. Sometimes some people, I remember one guy come bounding up to me the next morning. got a phone call and it's like, pastor, I wake up in the morning and I could use my leg. I was just healed. There are some people that you're praying and praying and praying and praying. You've got no idea what God's up to. Amen? But when we attach our faith to the result, you're just going to get upset. Attach your faith to Christ. By his stripes, we were healed. Let me just tell you something. There is just no way, with all the authority and the power and a sinless Christ, that he would allow one Roman, one pathetic little Roman soldier, to whip his back without you and me and our healing in mind. Are you with me? You think some Roman soldier had more authority than him? He could have called a legion of angels. He stood there and took the whipping and took the beating, and every time he did, he just said, ha-ha, that opens up healing for my people. Because by his stripes, we were healed. Amen? He knew what he was doing. The Roman thinks, yeah, devils thinks, oh, I'm getting to whip Jesus. How awesome. Jesus is going, this is healing. This is healing for my people. This is the authority that they can have in me to stand against sickness and disease. And he saw, he was verbally abused. Well, you know what? Every time they cursed him and called him something horrible and verbally abused him, that was for the release of healing into all areas of mental illness. Are you with me? They didn't know what they were doing. The enemy's just on a frenzy. He thinks, oh, yes, imagine that. I've got Jesus. I can do what we want. And Jesus is just allowing it all to happen because he's thinking about us and the authority that we're going to have. I want to raise your expectation for health and healing. Amen? Don't make it weird. There's a whole list in here. I haven't got time because we want to pray for some people. But, you know, God works through doctors. Please don't discount that. You see, when you realize that how and when is up to God, don't be some nutcase that just says, I'm never going to go to a doctor. You're crazy. It's like that story of someone who wants to be rescued. And God sends a, you know, they say, God, rescue me, I'm in the sea. And he sends a helicopter, he sends a boat. No, God, rescue me. You're like, oh, you're a idiot. You know, you never know. It just might be some amazing miracle cure that comes out or something. You might be part of a trial that fix. Are you with me? Don't limit what God can do. But go. But when that doctor says, hey, humanly, there's nothing that we can do in your situation. Humanly, that's the end. You go, okay, all right. But you know what? I've got a faith in something subhuman, something supernatural. So that's just all more reason for me to stand on that. Are you with me? So why don't we stand to our feet this morning? His ways is not our ways. Would you agree? Over the course of my years of ministry, I've never just seen it done the way I think God's going to do it. I just haven't. God always does something. You know, you're believing for finance or something, and you just, God, and you're looking at what is the most obvious avenue for God's miracles to come through. And I've done this before, I've said this before, but it's like God goes, hey, you're like, shush, focusing my faith, and I'm just believing for your answer, Christ, right here. It's like, hey, what? I'm just believing. And God's like, hey, you are, what? Oh, wow, I didn't know I had a tax check coming back to me. Wow, where did that come from? Man, that's off the chart. My testimony was believing for an engagement ring for my wife, Marianne. It had to be good. She's a babe. And I remember I was praying with my mate. We're praying in this little youth service we had. We're praying, God, 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 God. And I remember praying. I remember my dad came over and said, oh, I need to talk to you, son. Yeah, cool, dad. Pray, right? Hey, Brian. I said, son, I've got some good news for you. Yeah, it's okay, Dad. Brian, I've just got to focus. I was meeting this guy, John Kidd. We'd meet in the morning. We're praying for this finance. And finally, my dad said, hey, I've just put it into your bank account. I said, put what? He goes, I did your tax because you when you went in the youth service, you were, had a job and then you stopped. You're working for free in this youth service. And so all the tax that you paid, you've got back. And there's $4,500. I'm like, are you for real? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, get out of here. I knew that. I knew that, God. I was believing. Are you with me? God will do amazing things in your life. Have an expectancy. Health and healing, finance, those areas in your life. I've got no idea how God's going to do it. Honestly, I don't. If he wants to do it this morning, you know what? I'll come with an expectancy that the Holy Spirit will. Absolutely. But check your spirit if he doesn't this morning, here and now. Check your spirit. You might wake up tomorrow morning and you'll be healed. Amen? You might go home. You might get in the car. I don't know. You might have a cheeseburger on the way home and you might be healed. I don't know. I'll leave it up to him. But all I know, if you lodge your faith this morning in that he can, then you're open for a miracle. Don't complicate it. So we're going to pray for healing. So if you've got a need in your body, just come out of here. Don't make it weird. Just come out with expectancy. Just come out.